It's Vodka, Sofa and Lies. I'm Lisa Hamilton.
I'm Dan Morrison.
As you may suspect, we're going to be talking about all things Oscars this week.
This is an Oscars special.
It's pretty much our Christmas. It's what we live for throughout the year.
It's the gays' Christmas as well.
Yeah, we just... awards
season. And it also happens to be like Mardi Gras week, so what a time for it to be on.
Yeah, what a time to be purely invested in the lives of other famous people.
Yeah. Other famous people?
Sorry. That
actual famous
that
people.
That implies that we're famous. But thank you to the couple of hundred people out there who have listened to our podcast.
Our dedicated listeners, thank you so much for coming back.
We appreciate you. And as always, this is a safe space unless you're pissing us off.
Yeah. Who's pissing us off?
Some celebrities.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll get to Stefan.
The celebrities are disposable.
Exactly. And so are we.
Oh, God, yes.
Housekeeping, we like to do at the top here. Please follow us. We're desperate.
Absolutely
for you
desperate.
To tell us that we are trash. Okay in this world.
Oh, and okay.
Daniel thought it would be a good idea for us to mention our own personal Instagram handles. I think someone wants to get a couple more followers.
Oh, my God. Because that's the only thing I'm pushing it from. Okay, so we're starting.
Don't get so defensive.
No, I am very defensive. No, no. Okay, so we're starting our own Instagram. So please follow Vodka Sofa Lies.
Yes.
Perfect.
At Vodka Sofa.
At Vodka Sofa Lies.
If you don't know how to use Instagram.
We're also on Facebook. Vodka Sofa Lies. Easy.
Look, the pickup on Facebook hasn't been huge.
No.
And
no one has entered our competition.
So the Nespresso pods are still there up for grabs.
Yeah.
Literally all you have to do is go onto our Facebook page and say, just give them to me.
Yeah.
And we'll send them to you free of charge.
Yeah. Unless you're out of Australia, then otherwise you're fucked.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lenny.
Sorry, Lenny Andronicus.
Yeah.
And thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we need to just jump straight into Oscars. It is such an
We didn't even say our handles.
Oh.
Which was what you were burning me for. But please follow Lisa at Lisa K. Ham on Instagram.
Thank you.
And Twitter.
Sure. Oh, you love Twitter too, so...
No, I love a bit of Twitter.
Yeah.
So no one's listening, but I love a bit of Twitter. It's like screaming into the ether, so I love it.
I also like ham and cheese toasties.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you know what? When I was a kid, I didn't actually like cheese that much at all.
Go away.
No, no, literally.
Go the fuck away.
I'd go to McDonald's and get a hamburger.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And also, if we're having a ham and cheese toastie, just have the ham.
I can't look at you.
Yeah, I know.
I actually can't look at you because you're making me feel sick. Anyway, what's your handle?
But I can do it now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. On my handle?
Yeah.
Daniel Morrison, but with two A's in Daniel because it's a generic white name and I can't just have Daniel Morrison as a handle. So Daniel Morrison.
Oh, boo-hoo. We feel so sorry for you because you have a generic white name.
Well, look, I was born into a very white family. We're white as a toilet. As our background is very Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have that luxury of having a really, you know, unique name. So, sorry.
You should have changed your handle to I'm into cheese these days. At I'm into cheese these days.
If that's not taken, I might just change it. Because that's great. Because I am.
I'm into cheese these days. Okay, so Oscars.
Yeah,
now
Oscars.
That we've got that tomfoolery out of the way. There's one, so much happened at the Oscars, but there's one thing that everyone is talking about. I think you know.
I think I know
what I'm getting towards. Did Lady Gaga once again re-wear one of Ricky Lee Coulter's necklaces?
I didn't think we're going here, but here we are.
It's all anyone can talk about.
And who are the anyones?
Would you like...
Your dang self.
Yeah, me and a lot of people who are still deeply invested in the lives of Australian Idol alumni.
I love dipping into Australian Idol alumni.
Mm-hmm.
So this is tickled my fancy, I can tell you that much. Please, can you like tell me a bit more about this? Because I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
Would love to. Okay, so backstory is... The Golden Globes were about a month ago.
Yes.
Lady Gaga was wearing that chic lavender or mauve or whatever kind of purple
tickle. Who could forget it?
Yeah. And she was also wearing this big old diamond necklace.
Okay.
And obviously she won the Golden Globe for best song. Is that where she won it? She shared it with Glenn Close for best actress.
That was the SAG Awards, wasn't it?
Sorry.
So sorry.
And in the wake of the Golden Globes, who chimed in on Instagram but little old Ricky Lee Coulter, who was in the first season, I believe.
And came, what, seventh?
Yeah, the chick who's mad for netball.
Is she?
Yeah, that was in one of the packages for Australian artists. Like, yeah, me, I love netball.
Oh, my God. I love that netball doesn't leave this country. You know what I mean? Like, if you mentioned,
New Zealand, UK.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it had no presence anywhere else but here.
I won't hear you say a word about netball.
When you lived in the UK, did you participate in netball over there?
No, I did a lot of drugs.
Okay. As you do, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway.
And nothing's changed.
Okay, so at the time of the Golden Globes, Ricky Lee Coulter jumped on her Instagram page, which I was shocked to learn has 226,000 followers.
Are you kidding?
I'm not.
That doesn't seem right.
It doesn't.
Not even that many people watched Idol, I don't think.
Oh, no. Viewership was up back then. No, they would have had millions of people tuning in. Anyway, I'm curious about those numbers. But anyway, she jumped on Instagram and said, oh, I thought I recognized that necklace somewhere.
Stop.
It's not mine, but I wore it back in 2011 at an event, at a Tiffany & Co. event, and pretty much alluded to the fact that Lady Gaga was going through her laundry bin in rewatch. So she was like, cute that Lady Gaga's worn a necklace that I've already worn years ago.
Also, Ricky Lee's accusing Lady Gaga of recycling her looks.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't it?
Step back into relevancy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we all do it from time to time, but that is a level that, like, I bow down to Ricky Lee in that instance.
That she is trying to drag Lady Gaga, who's attending the Golden Globes, while Ricky Lee is tweeting from her couch.
Instagramming. But it's like, I know there's humble bragging, but is there humble shading?
100%. That's a thing.
Yeah. So she did that and tried to insert herself into the narrative of award season, which I respect and hate. And it was one of those gorgeous moments that I'll never forget.
I can't forget it now either. I can't believe she's still trying to pop herself into those moments.
Well,
I guess you have to if you've got nothing else going on. Do you remember when she joined, what was it?
A netball team?
No. What was the foursome? The, like, girls from
Young
Idol?
Divas. Young Divas.
Did she replace the one, Jess Malboy?
Ooh, not sure about that, but there was that blonde lady who...
Kate.
Yes, who had a little trouble with the law and
haven't they all
meth
had a bit of trouble with
and
the law?
Meth.
Old Paulini hasn't had a great time either with the old law.
No, that's a lesson for you kids. Don't drive with a suspended license or you get slapped by Uncle Sam.
Oh my God. Feels like a lot of girl
we
groups
live in Australia,
didn't have
Uncle
it.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam has somewhat of a presence here.
Yeah. Uncle Steve.
But same thing, like if we're thinking about trouble with the law with all our like girl groups, think about when Bardot started. Remember when one of the first members was stealing from the other girls' wallets and then she was kicked out of the band? They had to all get old maid in at the last second.
Scandaloso. I love that. For people
the band from the next season were called Scandaloso. What a great tie-in.
They were, and unfortunately didn't rise to the same heights as Bardot. But
no. Well, no one could.
No one could.
Poison
and still to this
is
day.
A pop.
Love that. So As Lady Gaga rocked up to the Oscars, she was once again iced in a Tiffany & Co. necklace. And the first thing I did was I ran to Ricky Lee Coulter's Instagram page to see
if she'd also worn that piece.
She had also worn that piece. She she, you know, I would have loved it
was
if
silent
she
on was Oscar's silent. Day.
Well, no, she did do a SponCon post. She's Weller Hair's new ambassador, but that's neither here nor there.
She's not doing tummy tea though?
No, not at the moment.
Okay.
But, you know.
It's always on the horizon.
Could be in the future for her. The actual necklace was last worn by Audrey Hepburn back in 1961. So kind of the same thing. Kind of the same levels. Audrey Hepburn, Ricky Lee Coulter, very much on the same par there.
Do you know what narrative I've just created in my head in this second?
Let's
is that
it.
Lady Gaga found out about Ricky Lee Coulter.
Mm.
Instagramming that she had worn that necklace and she went to her management and said, Jesus fucking Christ, why am I wearing some recycled piece that some no-name pop star from Australia has put on herself? You get me something exclusive that only someone who is iconic has worn for the Oscars or you're all fired. And now we've ended up with this piece that was only worn by Audrey Hepburn.
That's cost
previously.
$50 million.
Exactly. She was not putting up with some Ricky Lee Coulter discount rack item. She
Second
was like, give me
bullshit.
Fucking premium or you're done.
That's not where I thought you were going with that narrative. I thought you were going down the path of get her manager on the line. We need to collab something rotten. Let's get this happening right now.
As in Lady Gaga found out about Ricky Lee and said we need to do a song together.
Yeah.
I would
imagine a world.
Can you imagine?
I think we need to maybe make that happen. Let's start a campaign.
I'd be really into that.
Ricky Lee, Lady Gaga, sing a song together at this year's Arias.
What a dream. What a fucking dream.
I just realized I'm having an epiphany right now. I've just realized why we have been put on this earth and why we had some cosmic urge within us to start a podcast. It's so we could make this happen.
That, like, the thought of that, I've wet my chair. Like, I can't stop
Dan
thinking about anything else.
Dan literally slipped off his chair and I'm helping him up. I'm extending a hand.
Yeah. Oh, it's still, it's hard to get there.
And his palms are also quite wet. Yeah. So.
Wow. This is a moment. And, yeah, we have fulfilled our destiny by creating this podcast because our goal in life now is to put Ricky Lee and Lady Gaga on a song together.
Speaking of people who need some more airtime and won't quit until we give them all the attention that they're asking for.
Do you want to say it or do I want to say it?
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, there was no host this year.
No. Kevin Hart could not fulfill that role.
Because, unfortunately, he was cancelled.
Yeah.
And they scrambled, couldn't find anyone. They asked The Rock. He couldn't do it because they couldn't find a tux that fit him. Sorry. anyway, so my personal thoughts are it needs a host because I get so nervous.
Do you?
Yeah, no, I get so nervous thinking about if they're going to fuck up, and that's one of the best parts about an award show. Is that
you really want to give them an overall rating at the end. Like
I want them to do well and bad all at the same time.
Yeah. No matter who gets awarded, you're like hinging the entire experience on this one person who's hosting the show.
Yeah. I place all of my trust in them and I applaud them when they do wrong by me. Which is
like where Anne Hathaway and James Franco come into this equation because they did real wrong.
Yeah. So they hosted, I can't remember when, maybe it would have
been. Long ago.
Yeah, would have been.
Before the James Franco accusations.
Oh, yeah. He's also been cancelled.
Yeah.
And I'd love to cancel Anne Hathaway, but she just won't go away.
Ooh.
She decided to chime in and post a picture of her and James Franco hosting sometime in, I want to say circa 2013, 14.
Oh my God, I was going to say 2013 as well. We're probably way off, but
should we
hook sure
up?
Thing. Yeah.
What? So she wrote.
I just realized that no one could see what I did like visually with my face. So all they heard was like almost like a duck attacking you. Just like.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous visual for the listeners. She wrote alongside this image on Instagram, no matter what happens with today's show, just remember it's already been worse. Happy Oscars.
Like, it is, like, you look at it and you go, yeah, it's harmless, but she's just trying that theatre kid that you knew in high school that was too much, looking for the spotlight, and they are, you think generally, they're harmless. Everything they're saying, you know, doesn't hurt anyone, but shut up. You're not needed, like, right in this second. Everyone's having a good time.
Without
please,
you.
Please don't. Don't embarrass yourself. But you know what? You go, just put your foot in it.
I understand what you're saying, and I take a tiny bit of offence because I was a theatre kid at school. No surprises there.
I did musical theatre for one term. And well, I went in going, oh, I want to do like a drama class or something like that. And then basically the drama class was full from my understanding that they just went, oh, but you'd enjoy musical theatre. And I was kind of not tricked into it, but my parents were like, oh, you don't do it? I was like, yeah, sure. They didn't want me to do it. They were just like, oh, our kid's going to turn into a big fag. But they
knew.
And then
– well, in a way, signing you up for that, they were helping you find
– yourself.
Yourself.
I guess. And then – I did it for like a term and I was like, this is even too gay for me. Like, it was just...
Don't believe that's a thing.
You sure? Well, it was. I was doing some like Egyptian dance at one point and I said, where am I?
Well, that's problematic.
And then I was also like singing the Lion King song and I couldn't sing. That, like, I can't sing. And they didn't have the nerve to tell you, just, you know what, just quiet yourself down. Don't speak during this. And there was also a girl that I barely knew that was like a sister of like a friend of my brother's, and she just went and told everyone I was gay anyway. And do you know what? That was a lot for, like, I think it was like year 8, year 7. So that was like traumatic enough that I was like, I don't want to be around this anymore. Like, this is just...
You know what? I mean, looking back, there is a certain stigma around boys who join, you know, the school play or the school musical. And... I mean, I welcomed everyone, and that's probably why I've fallen in love with many gay men in my life.
And you really nurtured them into their sexuality.
Yes, and also there's not a lot of give back once I enter them into that realm, mm-hmm. Because I've got a certain je ne sais Liza Minnelli about me, mm-hmm. and then they trot off into the sunset, glitter aplenty, and then leave me back in sort of this limbo.
This is so tragic, but I'm actually so into what you're saying right now. Like, this is like, I can see like a tragic, like...
One woman play.
Yeah, it just playing out. You're like sitting in the rain right now after they've like left you and literally like tapped their way off.
I'd watch that off Broadway.
Sorry, Liz, I'm going to the big city now. Yes. Bye.
So...
Where were we?
I don't know.
Musical theatre kids, Anne Hathaway.
So she tried to chime in. I took it upon myself to see what she's been up to lately. Apparently she went on Ellen and said that she's not drinking until her son, who's like 2, moves out of her house.
Cool story, Mom.
Like, what? Go away. Like, if you're going to stop drinking, no need to tell us all about it. It's just...
No, exactly. So when one of my friends goes, oh, I'm not drinking at the moment, I'm like, cool, like, call me when you are. Mm. Like, I don't want to hang out with you. I have no interest.
But she's just so like, God, I'm holier than thou. Everyone just applaud me.
Honestly, like, when people get kids, first of all, you're already like so fucking annoying that you have a child. Don't tell us you're also like not drinking for like the salvation of your child. Like, no one cares. No one's listening. I've turned off.
And also, people still not over her acceptance speech when she won Best Supporting Actress for Les Mis.
That's when you knew she was the theatre kid.
That's the exact moment you realised she was a cunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the moment.
Anyway, as I was saying, she is in a new movie coming out.
Oh, with old Rebel Wilson.
With Rebel Wilson. And I have to be careful about what I say about Rebel Wilson because apparently any Australian media, whenever they speak about Rebel Wilson, she'll sue them for defamation.
Yeah, you'll get sued. Do you know what's the funniest thing? So I went on a date with this girl a few years ago that was her next door neighbour, and I found out all the stuff that Bauer got sued for just before it came out. Yeah. She was like, oh, like, her name's whatever. She's actually – like, she told me all the things that they got sued for. She was like, actually, she's, like, a lot older – than she is.
Which is true. Like,
yeah,
it's true.
All of it's like facts. Yeah. And like, I was just like,
she lied about her age.
Yeah, exactly. Like all of it was facts. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And I was like, thought nothing of it. And I was like, oh, wow. They got really sued for that. I was like, that's a shame.
And if I may be so bold, her, what she was saying was they said all this shit and said that I am lying about my age. Fact, and it has damaged my place in Hollywood, and I've been turned down for roles because I am the actual age that I am, not the age that I wanted them to think that I was. What?
And also, no, it didn't. You're still getting booked everywhere. I think she got taken off like a Disney movie and she was like the voice of a character. That's what she was like equating the money to.
She's also still getting roles in films playing the exact same character, so...
Yeah, and, like, I know I'm going to regret saying this, but her role in every movie is like, oh, I'm fat and I fall over. Like, that's literally what this, like, new movie that she's doing with Anne Hathaway is.
Called Hustle.
Called Hustle, and literally one of the punchlines is, oh, I look like a trash bag when I'm wearing... a stretchy dress.
Which I think is just some variation of every line she said in Pitch Perfect.
It'd also be a guy writing the film. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's – I will probably research this afterwards and hopefully it is a guy just so I'm right. But I swear it would be just a guy going, oh, let's write like fat jokes about someone.
Look, I'm all for representation of girls in Hollywood who don't look like
– 100%.
Your Emma Stones, you're like all of these people. I think that's incredible, but I think she is putting herself in a hole, and it's just she's become a caricature of herself, which I think ultimately is damaging to what maybe the good was going to happen. I can't speak.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want representation in Hollywood, but not at if it's going to be damaging.
No,
to...
embrace body positivity, but don't be the butt of the joke.
Exactly.
Don't agree to be the butt
I'm
of the joke.
Over
and
that.
Actually, you're just perpetuating that joke as well by participating in those roles. So,
yeah. Anyway.
Listen here, rebel.
Yeah. Don't sue us, but also listen. I think you're better than this.
You are better than
you
this.
You don't need to do a movie called Hustle with Anne Hathaway where she's obviously pleaded with the execs to let her do some fucking two-bit British accent that sounds horrific. And the one-liners in the trailer, which I know they think are the funniest parts, so if that's the funniest part in the film, you would have to shove an electric dilly up my vajuts for me to sit down and watch that.
Amazing. I love that we get to hear the word vajuts every episode because I didn't know it before we started this podcast, but now that I get to hear it every week, I'm elated.
I think our listeners will appreciate vajuts.
I hope so.
I hope that wasn't too hard for you guys to hear.
No, that was so much of a detour as well than I thought we were going to go, but you know what? Theatre kids, they get us riled up.
Oh, they do.
Even though we both had a short stint in the area.
No, that's not true.
Sorry, I thought you were saying you're a theatre
kid. But it wasn't a short stint.
Oh, okay. Mine was a term at stagecraft.
I was from year two until they kicked me off on the last day of school, year 12. Like, I almost wanted to come back the year after and they're like, no, you don't go here anymore. Please
You're
leave.
Still singing on the stage. Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold. Get out!
I loved everything about musical theatre and I found one boy who was straight and we had a lovely...
Did you though?
Yes. And we would kiss from time to time. Anyway.
That's nice.
So I joked before about the main talking point of the Oscars being Ricky Lee and the mysterious case of Lady Gaga's necklace. But of course it's Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Are they fucking?
I just have to tell a little story about what happened on Oscars Day. So Lisa and I work at the same company as some people already know that listen to this who are friends of us. And we were in a meeting that required basically everyone that works within our company to be in.
Very important.
So the room was quite full, just about to start presentation. And Lisa was sitting...
The head of the company.
The head of the company is sitting at the front of the room about to begin. And Lisa's on Twitter, obviously checking what's going on the Oscars, not knowing that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were beginning to perform Shallow. Mm-hmm. And the distraught look on Lisa's face told me that she was not long for this world, as in not long for this meeting, because it was killing her to be in there. She was tearing up.
I looked like a junkie.
She was panicking, was like, no, can't, no, can't be hit, no. And then within a few seconds of it beginning, had left the room.
I sprinted out.
She sprinted out of the room as the presentation begun for the entire company, except Lisa, because she had to run and go watch the performance, which, do you know what? Kudos to you. Well done to you.
Wild horses couldn't keep me away from that performance. And unfortunately, I missed the top of it, but I got the overall essence, which was they sang Shallow.
They did.
Gorgeous rendition. Bradley Cooper in a tux, Lady Gaga in another black dress, still wearing potentially Ricky Lee's necklace. And it was so erotic for the viewers and what I believe to be the two people performing on stage.
It was intimate, to say the least.
There's no one else.
And I felt something as well. I created a note. Narrative in my head watching that was almost like the film was continuing, and it was
he was alive again.
It was Ali herself. Spoiler alert. Yeah, it was Ali performing Shallow again, and he had met her on stage in like an afterlife kind of thing. Yes. I just did that for my own sake, just while watching it, just to increase the power.
Yeah. So people who are saying, "Oh no, they're not together. They're just really good at acting." I saw an interview.
Neither of them won Best Actor. So,
and was Bradley even nominated for Best Actor?
Yes, he was.
Thank you. Bradley Cooper was on Ellen and said, "I will be performing, but I will be performing as Bradley Cooper, not as Jackson Maine." So if it was acting, try and rebut that, mister.
He said it on Ellen. That's like.
Exactly. And the way he sat down next to her.
And cozied on up.
Cozied on up. And never have I wanted to be a microphone more in my life that separated their pulsing lips. Mm-hmm. And the whole world was screaming, "Hook up!
Put it in."
Her mouth?
Oh, I just meant put it in. Yeah. Just fuck on stage. We'd all like to see that.
Much chat has now come out about Irina, who was sitting front row.
Irina being,
to give some context, Irina being Bradley's baby mama.
The very attractive baby mama wife.
I don't know that they're married.
I was told they were married.
By who?
A dear friend of ours. Kate, I believe.
No, they're not married. Okay. He's just, they've just got a kid together, Laird Hussein.
Oh. Scandala.
Yeah, so she's obviously an attractive person, but
absolutely
almost upsets me to look at her because there's all these parts there that make no sense to me because they're so because they're so nice.
Expand.
Like the eyes, the nose, the lips, they're all so nice that I don't know how to look at her. So I just often turn
she's
away.
She's too pleasing to look at?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there's such a thing as being too attractive and it's too – it hurts my eyes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is.
Okay.
You wonder why I can't look at you for long periods of time.
Oh, my God. I just look away because I'm breathing too heavy half the time.
Irina must not have been pleased with what happened.
Oh, no. How would you feel with your boyfriend – doing a Bradley with a Gaga? How would you feel like looking up at them on stage?
I'd honestly join them.
Yeah. You would be the microphone that you wanted to be earlier in the performance.
I would run up there and just get on the piano and start singing. And they'd have to rip me off the stage.
Do you know what? You've sung the actual song so much in the last few days that the fact that you didn't go into the actual lyrics then confused me.
No. I wanted to add.
Are you being the piano?
No, I wanted to add like a coquettish sex siren.
Oh. Oh, so you're up there with a microphone just adding an extra layer to it.
and they'd have to rip me off that piano.
They'd have to cut to those bars and that like tone sound because you've literally gone in there and just gone straight for the crutch of both of them.
It's
A finger and a handy immediately and you're just like, we're going.
It's a matter of national security, ma'am, please leave. Much like they had to pull Jackson off the stage when Ali won a Grammy.
And he pissed himself.
He did piss himself, which I find that scene a little overwrought for me. But
as in, like, he could have just passed out. He didn't need to piss himself at the same time.
He didn't
need
to get up on the stage. I think it would have even gotten that far. If he was that fucked up, they would never let him back to his seat. Anyway, I think Irina is she must see all the chatter online and it must cause tension because we've all seen those pictures of her and Bradley at Wimbledon where she's obviously pissed off at him about something. It's so good. And also on top of all of that, Charlize Theron rocked up looking
exactly like her.
Exactly like her, but a better version of her. Woo!
Charlize,
I said it.
Charlize Theron could punch me in the throat. Like, she is...
Is that what you want?
Fucking... Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stunning. Like, just everything there was just... All the time, really.
Blonde hair, black hair.
Yeah.
You'll
just,
take
like,
it.
Changing it up just shocked me enough that I was like, yeah, absolutely. Oh, hit me in the face.
So punch you in the throat is what is the thing for
anything,
you?
Just, like, upper body, just hit me around. Knock me around, please.
Yeah, good to know. So anything to add to the Lady Gaga-Bradley Cooper conversation or do we think that they're just fucking...
I think they might be fucking. They might have fucked. I feel like it's not happening now.
They certainly fucked during the filming of A Star Is Born.
Oh, the thing that I did notice when she won for best, when Gaga won for best song,
mm-hmm.
when she got up, old mate Irina actually turned to her to almost give her a hug, say well done, because she was sitting next to Gaga.
Yeah.
But she looked forward and kind of just moved straight towards, like, Bradley and Ronson and completely, like, shunned Irina. And I was like, I feel like that's because you fucked her man and you can't look her in the eyes.
Who do you think's the power player, Gaga or Irina?
Irina.
You think she's got one over her? I think she talks a big game with her face. But Gaga ultimately wins because of status and, you know, Gaga.
Okay. No, I'll go with you there.
Okay.
My mind is easily changed. I don't have much of an argument with this one.
It was such a weak argument. You were like, roll over.
Yeah. Yeah,
cool. I'll take it.
I'll roll over. Scratch my stomach.
Which brings us to the Dina Award.
Yeah. So the Dina that we award each week for the most attention-seeking horror of the week. But this is... obviously related to Oscars still, as this is an Oscars special.
Mm-hmm. We cannot divert from the Oscars special, like going down
on
a
theme,
weird
please.
Cheese tangent or talking about how we were theatre kids. Anyway, would you like to award it this week?
This week, the Dina goes to Jennifer Esposito.
Esposito.
We didn't even plan that,
no.
So it feels really dirty that we both went there.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I said it, I was like, well, this sounds like someone else. Wow.
So why, Daniel, tell me why she wins for this week.
Well, to be honest, you told me about this, so you could tell me. But from what I believe is that Mr. David Spade, as you may remember him from Just Shoot Me and other things.
Please.
He... posted a picture of Bradley and Gaga from their performance at the Oscars
mm-hmm.
and wrote...
Is there any chance these two, numeral two,
mm-hmm.
aren't fucking?
Yes.
Question mark.
And then who doth appear in the comments section but Jennifer...
Esposito.
Saying what, Lisa?
A.K.A.
Oh, yeah, we should actually give context of who Jennifer Esposito is.
If you don't know, she's a hot young thang, poor man's J-Lo, really.
Actress.
Yeah, she's an actress, in quotation marks.
Yeah.
She used to be married to Bradley Cooper. She's chimed in on this whole Escandaloso.
Yes.
And she's written, ha. Ha. give me one.
Ha.
Ha. You can't do it. It's got to be guttural.
Ha.
Or maybe it's ha.
Ha.
Ha. Anyway, she's written ha, which could mean a myriad of things. It could mean ha, yeah, he is stepping out on his wife.
Yeah, isn't it obvious?
Ha, I haven't gotten so much work lately. I would like someone to remember my name and please cast me in something.
Mm.
But it seems...
Hire agent, because she hasn't been getting work and she needs to remind herself she needs to hire a new agent.
It's a memo for later.
Yeah.
Anyway, an extremely opportunistic time to chime in. And
the first thing is, you probably don't need to comment, even if you did see it, but she did.
No. She has actually recently released a tell-all, which...
Are you kidding?
Nobody asked for.
Are you kidding?
It's a tell-all talking about her struggles with celiac disease.
Okay, well...
But no, boo-hoo, you can't eat bread.
Okay. I don't like this, like, you know how, like, you can't set me up, me starting bitching about someone, and then you throw in a disease at the end?
No, but it's not, like, celiac, it's a tough thing, and people who can't eat carbs and whatnot struggle.
Oh, wait, celiac, like gluten-free people. Yeah, oh, I don't care. Exactly. Oh, my God, sorry. My mind died for a second. I thought we were talking about something that was almost like MS or something, or cancer. No, like, I thought we were talking about something serious. Celiac, that's not a tell-all.
To be honest, don't write about it. I'm probably celiac. Sometimes when I have a burger, I shit weird for 3 days. So I'm probably celiac too.
Wow. Well, don't get it tested. Just keep shitting weird.
Of course, I don't want to know the truth.
The worst thing is that when I have, like, dinner parties at my place, I have
she's fancy.
I have one dairy-free friend and one gluten-free friend. So, like, what are we meant to do? Just eat the fucking grass? Like, it's too much to handle, and I don't like...
You stop being friends with them.
Well, they're dear friends of many years, so it's hard, but it's also...
I don't know how to help you then. Just stop talking to them.
Okay.
Anyway,
hey, guys. Ben and Luke, you're cut out of my life. Bye.
Well, like, you know this about them. Don't invite them over for dinner. You know that they can't eat right. So go
away. I literally open up Deliveroo, throw the phone at them and go, order what you want.
That's nice of you. I wouldn't be that welcoming.
I ask them for money at the end of the day. It's not like on me.
Okay, so she was released as a celiac tell.
I never want to hear the word celiac tell-all again for the rest of my life.
So a quote that's been pulled from that book, she's throwing epic shade on Bradley. She wrote, "He was funny, smart, cocky, arrogant, and a master manipulator. I didn't necessarily find him that attractive, but I figured that I could enjoy his sense of humor and nonsense for a while." Sorry, I fucked up the quote. Anyway, what do you mean I didn't necessarily find him attractive? Do you not have eyes?
What is she attracted to then?
Like bread? Well, you can't have it, bitch. Anyway, I feel like she's just jumping in here, trying to get a bit of airtime, and she just wants to shade him.
Oh, well, 100%. I do not disagree with you for 1 second there.
Great.
I didn't even... remember her until she popped up in this little equation.
Is palsy thought. Anyway, we've got another Dina.
Another Dina?
Yeah, Mel B.
Oh,
we have to split it this week.
God, yeah. Mel B jumped in on this for God knows why, but accused Lady Gaga of breaking girl code by doing this performance with B Coop and doing the old nuzzling on the old pians. The amount of abreaves I've just done in this one segment, I actually want to murder myself. I've heard it all playing back in my head right now and I'm done with myself. Anyway, Mel B said that she was breaking girl code by doing this performance with Bradley Cooper and sorry?
Yeah. One of the things I love about award season is every different television station, every different media outlet gathers a panel of experts to come and tell their two cents, and Piers Morgan reached out to Mel B. I'm actually disappointed in Mel for taking him up on that offer because I think that Piers Morgan is quite literally the annoying pus-filled pimple that sometimes pops up on your bum hole. That's...
Haven't had the pleasure, but know what you're talking about. And he is just the epitome of an old cunt, to use your phrasing from before. Yeah. And just to detour very quickly, very disappointed in Ariana Grande having a dinner with him and saying that they came to, you know, some conclusions with each other in the past week. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to see Piers Morgan. He's an absolute dirt fucking human. We don't need to have opinions from old white British men who don't see what's happening in the world besides their own, like, I don't know, like, view. I can't. I'm done. Sorry. What's this? Oh, sorry.
Mel B., I expected better from you. When Piers Morgan calls again, no matter how much you want the spotlight, say no. Weight Watchers will always be there to give you.
Yeah, Weight Watchers Australia will always give you another commercial, no matter what size you are. Just talk about your journey and you're fine. Yeah,
you've actually been tiny forever.
Yeah.
So we'll keep having you as.
Yeah. X Factor's not here to come back to, but you know what? They probably need someone new on The Voice soon. So yeah,
so don't do it. This wasn't for you. So actually, I'm going to take the award back. You were, Mel B, you were very close to winning the Dina Lohan award.
Well, the question from what Mel B put forward, do you think Gaga was breaking girl code by nuzzling into B Coops?
Probably.
You think so?
No. There was no need for them to sit down on the piano like that at the end and look into each other's eyes.
So lovingly.
So lovingly. I obviously appreciated it and I'm here for it and it will keep me warm for many years. But in a way, in a really backhanded way, that could not have felt nice for his partner. But do I want them to get together and have very cute children? Yes.
100%.
Okay.
So we've spoken a lot about Gaga and Coops, but, you know, who else are you going to speak about after this ceremony? Like, they're the clear stars of the show. But we must talk about our highlights and our lowlights of the night as well, just so no one is missed, I guess. Yeah. So I would say my highlight would be Olivia Colman winning for Best Actress.
Yes.
I know poor old Glenn Close missed out there.
She was so close.
So close, yet so far. But her speech was just beautiful, funny. She is a gem. We must cherish her.
Yes.
We must give her more roles.
Yeah.
We must see her every year at the Oscars because she is perfection.
And to quote her, Lady Gaga.
Exactly.
I mean, what more is there to say?
What has this podcast been about?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Lady Gaga. So my highlight definitely was seeing Jason Momoa and Helen Mirren.
Mirren. Helen Mirren. Mirror, mirror on the wall, literally. Is that what you just said?
I did.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I obviously know that she's Dame Helen Mirren, but sometimes... fuck.
Shit. Helen Mirren. That's all I'm going to hear for the rest of my life. They looked cute and they're like pink matching together. Pink
and his gorgeous little scrunchie, which is making a comeback. Fuck you, Carrie Bradshaw.
Were you a big scrunchie girl in the 90s?
Probably. I don't know.
You have no idea.
Yeah. But I never knew I needed to see those two on stage and I never knew that that was then going to enter into my future deep sexual desires.
Absolutely. I want to see the two of them going ape shit on each other.
I was already sold on Dame Helen. I've seen paparazzi shots of her in Italy in a bikini. And
oh, wow.
Foie.
Well, that's what I'm Googling when I get home.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Helen Mirren bikini shots.
Yeah. Order a little celiac meal and just wank yourself into oblivion.
Wank myself into the shits.
And I wasn't sold on Jason, but then the two of them together, I was like, she would climb that and make a meal out of him.
Absolutely.
So that's my highlight.
Absolutely. But I just, the thing I'm disturbed about was on the red carpet, Miss Ashley Graham. Ashley Graham, she's a model, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She
was, and an activist.
Yes, and
she's
an activist.
She's a slashy.
And she asked Jason Momoa to do the haka.
Yes.
On the red carpet.
Yes.
Which people are saying quite racially insensitive, which I agree with.
Me too.
Because you probably, like, same thing, like, James McAvoy was there. You wouldn't go, can you play us a bit of the bags?
I mean, not the same.
Bagpipes, not bags. Not, not just, can you do a rail in front of us, please? But like.
I mean, I don't think it's the same thing, but I think that Jason Momoa, you know, doing the haka at the premiere in LA, maybe put it on this scale of normalizing it when really it's quite a sacred war dance to native Maori people, and
except when it's at rugby, then it's they're gonna fucking destroy you,
right? But it's their dance to do, and I love her. I love Ashley Graham, and I think she does great things. But I think that was a bit of a misstep, and maybe
I probably don't think that was her asking that either. It was 100% someone behind her going, "Can you do the haka?"
Yeah, and. His wife, Lisa, was correct to tell her to shut the fuck up and no, he's not going to do that.
No.
I mean, he did it a little bit, but yeah, that was kind of not a great moment.
Very cringe. That wasn't my low light though. My low light, I would have to say, was Rami Malek winning for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Sure. Just why?
I just, it's, the whole situation's been messy. Like from
Bryan Singer. It's got a bad taste in my mouth.
Bad taste in your mouth just with the film in general. Rami Malek not being able to answer questions about it properly the entire press tour, saying.
Do you think he's hogtied and he legally can't say anything?
He can't say a lot, but he still said things that are wrong just to begin with anyway. Like he was saying stuff like. He was gay instead of bisexual. Like he doesn't even know like the phrasing properly, or he's just like, he doesn't even know the like character of Freddie like properly to even like speak about him to that extent.
Yeah.
The thing I did laugh at was when they were going, oh, best actor. And like, you know, showing the scenes from the film and it was him on the piano and it was just Freddie Mercury's fucking voice coming out of him as he was playing on the piano. And I was just like, no, that's not you singing. That's Freddie. This is not the best acting scene. Like this is
did he sing?
So they said that when they did the film that it was partially him singing, partially Freddie Mercury's voice. And it was like sound editing done together. But
which is probably why they won the Oscar for best sound editing.
Did they get sound editing as well as editing?
Yeah, they got the – and so that's what people are angry about. They got four Oscars with – they fired the director halfway through and didn't have a director for the second half of the film. But I really would have loved it if Rami Malek, instead of coming out and saying, oh, look, I don't know about these allegations, just came out and said – yeah, it's fucked up what this guy did.
Yeah.
I believe in the victims and I'm upset that I was, you know, ever had to work with this guy and said that.
Yeah.
People would have applauded him for doing that. But
hopefully people can still see this film as it's like stand on its own. You know what I mean? As in like our performances and everyone else who did a good job on the film. Like I understand the director is still a part of the like narrative of this film, but if people can still like look outside of that and see all the work that everyone else put in and appreciate it, then thank you.
And it's upsetting that it has been, you know, this biopic on Freddie Mercury has kind of been tarnished in a way by this guy's fucked up behavior.
No. But then even though that was like a low point of him getting it, him falling off the stage and hurting himself, then also seeing footage of him backstage try to pop a champagne bottle, which looked excruciating to watch, brought more joy to me.
Yeah. I don't want to say...
As a result.
I mean, karma works hard and watching...
And Kris Jenner works harder.
Yeah, and watching Nicole Kidman snub him at an awards ceremony when he won, I don't know which one, but she didn't hug him and it was really awkward and... I don't wish ill health on anyone, but a snub from Nicole Kidman is, you know, karma telling you stand up and speak out for what's right.
Exactly. Nicole knows best.
Exactly. Oh, I just also said exactly.
Wow. What's your low point?
My low point must have been Kendall Jenner on the red carpet for the after party.
At Vanity Fair.
I don't know why this girl is tormenting me and...
Personally,
and trying to make me think that I need to wear outfits with my pubic bone on display.
Yeah. You don't want to?
I don't want to, but no. She's making me think that I need to. This isn't the first time that she's come out, but just to set the scene, if anyone hasn't seen the image, she wore a high-cut dress, and when I say high-cut, it came up to about her sixth rib.
Yeah. The slit was all the way up to where her ribs began.
Yeah. And I could see entirely the contents of her breakfast through the slit.
Mm-hmm. Which was no breakfast that day.
A quinoa porridge. And, yeah, don't pressure me into showing my pubic bone, because if Kendall Jenner says we have to start showing off our pubic bones, I will do it.
I can't wait to see you saunter into the office tomorrow with your high slit up to your ribs, showing what you had for breakfast, which I will not take other than some oats, some good old panquecas, bacon and eggs, sunny side up.
Yeah. Joke's on you because I'm not in the office tomorrow. And an up and go. But, yeah, I'm looking into it. I'm looking into how I can show off my pubic bone more. And I think you should too.
Oh, God, I wish.
But also inspo. Yeah. Anyway, I feel like that's our fucked up take on the Oscars.
Absolutely.
Fucked up or enlightened?
Enlightened, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like we got a lot out of that. I enjoy talking it out with you.
I still like doing this. I think I'll probably do it again next week.
That's great. I'd love to see you here next week as well.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. As always, follow on Facebook if that's not really your fucking jam, which it doesn't seem like it is.
No.
Follow us on our newly created Instagram page. The Nespresso pods are still up for grabs.
Yeah. At vodka sofa lies.
Limes!
I said lies.
No, I know, but I said limes. Yeah. That's not.
Yeah, it's not ordering a drink.
It's at vodka sofa lies. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you. I'm deeply in love with you.
And Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Bye.